The gate to the Sister Jose Women's Shelter is open to women without homes. Sky is one of those women, but homeless is a word she rejects.
I'm just a fellow human being, but I can tell you that when I was younger in Chicago in my 20s, that word didn't exist. It was put on us, and the people I know don't use that word for themselves. We're just people. But there was a phrase in my 20s which was street people, and that to me had more power to it. But the H word, I don't like it. What's the opposite, homeful? You know, you're looking very homeful today.
If homeful was a word, the Sister Jose Women's Shelter might be described that way.
When Jean got this house, she wanted to give us something most of us don't have, which is a really beautiful place. You know, like that's a home. And they've created every kind of service they can think of that women need. There's clothing in the closet. There's places to take naps. In the winter, we sleep over. And they create meals, and people drop off sack lunches. So, you know, to have a place that you could come to, and it's all women, and you can just walk in the door during their open hours. It's the closest thing to a sense of home that I've had in 5 years, so.
Jean Fettigan is the shelter's executive director.
They know their life circumstances, and by and large, they know what they need help with.
She saw women in need while volunteering with a soup patrol on a winter night 4 years ago and knew she had to offer more help.
Sometimes it requires all of us to just listen. We allow them to move at their own pace and develop trust at their own pace. And when they get that, then they begin to tell their story.
Patricia Carrillo is one of the women who frequents the shelter. She lost her job and her apartment. Now she lives out of her car.
I have to have the windows up because of the bugs that come and bite you and, of course, you know, someone coming to bother you. Sometimes I do sleep, but, yeah, it's not easy. Yeah, so I wish I had a roof over my head and a bed to sleep on.
Many of the women are fearful during these daytime hours and exhausted by day's end.
Well, I mean, I can't speak for the others that sleep in the parks and the ditches, but, you know, it's scary. You know, like this woman got assaulted not too long ago by two men. Get run off by the police, get tickets, and there's nowhere to go.
Here, the volunteers bustle through the space, preparing food and drink, cleaning the house, and serving the women who arrive each day. There are bathrooms where the women can take 20-minute showers. In August, they counted 62 women and 277 showers. There are two washing machines where they do their laundry and a clothesline in the backyard, an organic vegetable garden, and places to sit and read and watch TV. Fettigan says most of the women come from a place where they've had no one to trust.
It's something that's earned and learned, and you have to have community and a relationship with someone in order to build trust. And that's what we're really attempting to do here.
You okay?
Fettigan, who also serves as the chief nursing officer at University Medical Center, named the shelter after Sister Jose Habde. Habde was a Franciscan nun and a self-described missionary at large who spent much of her life serving the poor.
She taught a lot of us about caring for the poor and about giving them dignity and respect. And we all just sort of feel her spirit, her protection, and believe that she cheers us on.
Denise Milne is responsible for the shelter's daily operations. She lives in the house, and her bedroom doubles as an office. She's working at her computer.
It's one of the grants I'm applying for. We want to buy some walking shoes for our ladies for the winter. So I'm looking for some comfortable walking shoes that we can ask for.
Homeless women are often overlooked and underserved, she says.
Well, in Tucson, there are more shelters for homeless men than there are for homeless women. And there are men who are able to go from shelter to shelter month by month, year by year, and never end up camping on the street because they have that many resources available to them. these women, the most they'll get usually, if they can get into one of the three other programs other than ours, they'll get about 7 nights a month at the Salvation Army. And if they can't get into another program, they're on the street until they can get back into the Sally a month later. So there's really, you know, not enough beds for homeless women, homeless single women without children.
Milne says Sister Jose is trying to fill a gap. The shelters that do serve homeless women are often only open to them at night, but leave them with nowhere to go when morning comes.
It may be some historical reason of, you know, put jobless people on the street during the day, they'll go get a job. And that's not how it works. They need more support when they're out there during the day.
The shelter has begun its winter schedule with 12 beds available for overnight stays. The home is 1,200 square feet, so their capacity is limited.
We're looking for a larger property. We've moved in, we're very comfortable, but we know that we need more space. And eventually we're going to be looking for employers that will specifically want to hire our ladies.
There was a time when Sky had a home to call her own. Now she imagines how she'd like her home to be.
It means a safe place where I can let my guard down, where there's an interior space and an outside space that I can be myself and not feel threatened or anything invasive going on. But I don't know if I'll ever have that again. I'm not sure.
Jean Fettigan says she wants the shelter to be a place where women can come and get help.
And it's just something that if you're homeless and alone, you don't get to see or feel or be part of. And it's family. And it's people you can learn to trust. That's what it's about.
I'm Mitchell Riley for Arizona Spotlight.